From Seattle to Portland, many people consider the Pacific Northwest a pinball paradise. But go inland, there just aren't many machines in some places. That's why one Tri-Cities man is trying to ramp up pinball pandemonium in southeastern Washington with the help of fellow pinball fans. Correspondent Courtney Flatt has more about the love of the game.
Ever since Brent Bowen was a young boy, about 8 or 9, he played the silver ball.
There we go.
It all started at a local hotspot in Kennewick called Hubby's Pizza.
There was a guy, a teenager at the time. There was something different about this guy. I walked up and I watched him play pinball.
At the time, Bowen was no stranger to arcades, but this was different.
That's when I saw him catching the ball and aiming for the ball, and I was like, you can do that? It blew my mind.
So this teenager did what Bowen would continue to do for others through adulthood. He gave Bowen a turn.
And he said, okay, you do it. That was it. I was hooked. I didn't even eat my pizza. I ran back to my dad, gave me quarters. Yeah, that was it. That was the day.
After college, Bowen moved to LA and eventually signed on as an animator for The Simpsons. He bought his first pinball machine, 007 Goldeneye. Fast forward through a wife, kids, and the pandemic, and the couple decided to move back to the Tri-Cities desert, where they discovered a pinball drought east of the Cascades.
Oh.
But not in their home.
As you can see, this is my master bedroom.
Filled with 7 pinball machines, more than any single pinball arcade in the area.
My wife and I sacrificed our master for this hobby.
Games like Deadpool.
My favorite game of all time.
Foo Fighters.
You can pick your song.
Godzilla.
The number one most popular game in pinball. The reason why I love this game is because not every ball is the same. Every time you start a game, it's brand new again. It's just you versus gravity.
It's like you are the ball, he says. You're in control. But in the mid-2000s, Bowen says, pinball nearly spun out.
It was just the lack of knowledge that people knew about pinball. A newer generation, PlayStations came out, and the arcades kind of died.
Then, in 2020, with people looking for good at-home entertainment, the price of games soared.
We called it pinflation, but after that 2020 market and those private home collectors, they were like gobbling up everything.
One of the highest priced games out there is at Icebox Arcade in Seattle, a roughly $20,000 60th anniversary limited edition James Bond 007 machine. People can go play it. Owning it, though?
I'd have to sell a kidney.
Washington and Oregon have the most pinball machines per capita, according to Connor Stowe. He's the marketing director at Next Level Pinball Museum in Hillsboro, Oregon. Stowe says the pinball community is a place for anyone and everyone.
You don't have to be 6 foot tall, or you don't have to weigh, you know, 200 pounds or huge muscles or anything like that. Anyone can play and succeed at the same level.
And to become a pinball wizard, Bowen says, there are a few things you need to learn.
There's a lot of techniques in pinball that people don't even know. People just think flip and keep the ball alive, but that's not the case. There's a lot going on. What I want you to do is play a game. Pick a game, whatever game you want to play. You can play more than one.
You're going to see just how bad I am at pinball.
Well, I'll teach you. I can teach you.
I'm Courtney Flatt.
In the Tri-Cities, Bowen and his wife, Lori, are planning to start pinball camps for kids, women, and non-binary people, and eventually create pinball leagues.